Lesson 6. Doing it the hard way. Antarctica is the coldest place on Earth. Even during the summer months, the temperature there hardly ever gets above 30 degrees below zero. So who would want to cross this frozen land on skis? Two women from different countries wanted to try it. Let's discover what made them do it and learn what it takes to make such a journey. For many years, both Anne Bancroft and Liv Arneson had dreamed of crossing Antarctica, a distance of 2,400 miles. Anne Bancroft, a teacher from Minnesota, says that her love of adventure began when she was 10. She gives credit to her mother for planting the seed. "My mom found adventure books for me to read which had females actively involved in the story." Liv Arneson, a teacher from Norway, also had a great love of adventure. She, like Anne, climbed and skied in different countries. It was only a matter of time before these two women met and began making plans to carry out their dream of crossing Antarctica. They decided to fly from South Africa on November 1, 2000, to Queen Maud Land on the edge of Antarctica. From there, they would cross the continent on skis, pulling sleds with their supplies. They both had sails to use to pull themselves along. Antarctica is very windy, so Anne and Liv counted on using the wind to help them. They hoped to reach the Ross Ice Shelf on the other side of Antarctica in February. There, a ship would meet them to carry them home. Foul weather kept them from flying to Queen Maud Land until November 13th. Then, Anne and Liv wasted no time strapping on their skis and setting off for the South Pole, pulling their sleds. The pole was 1,500 miles away. The first part of the trip was on bare ice and over stretches of deep snow. They had to watch out for chasms in the ice, which could swallow them without warning. They were able to average no more than 1 mile an hour. Climbing to over 10,000 feet above sea level, they reached the plateau that surrounds the South Pole. Traveling then became easier. They were able to rig their sails, which pulled them along on smooth ice at 25 miles an hour. When a gust of wind lifted Anne clear off the ice, she found herself sailing through the air for a short time. Each night, they set up their tent and ate their evening meal. For breakfast, they often had oatmeal, dried fruit, and fatty foods to give them energy. Using telephones of the latest design, they stayed in touch with the outside world. They gave daily reports on their website. This enabled millions of schoolchildren from all over the world to follow their adventures. When Anne and Liv reached the South Pole, they took hot showers and changed to fresh clothes. Before continuing their journey, they picked up food and supplies. The women knew they were running behind schedule. There were too many days without wind. If they could not use their sails, they would not reach the ship on time. By February 12, when they arrived at the Ross Ice Shelf, they had crossed Antarctica. The ship, however, was still 500 miles farther on. It had to leave by February 22 in order not to be trapped by ice in the Antarctic winter. On February 14, with hundreds of miles to go and still very little wind, Anne and Liv made a difficult decision. They asked to be picked up by an airplane with skis, which was standing by to help them. This plane carried them to the ship. Sadness at not completing the entire journey was mixed with relief that their ordeal was over.